President Trump has given William Barr sweeping new powers as the attorney general investigates what he's called spying on the 2016 campaign. Late yesterday, President Trump ordered intelligence agencies to cooperate with Barr's audit of the Russia investigation, and he gave Barr full authority to declassify sensitive information.
And that order came on the same day the president came up with a nickname for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and joined Republicans in tweeting edited videos of her. Let's start our Friday Politics Roundtable with Kimberly Atkins, senior Washington correspondent for WBUR. She's in Washington. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi there. How are you?
Doing well. So the president's order gives Barr new authority to declassify any intelligence or government secrets that he chooses. What's the significance of this?
Yeah, it's significant in a couple of ways. One, it's really unprecedented. We haven't seen a president cede that type of authority unilaterally to an attorney general in that way. It's not just DOJ documents that could be involved here, but all the intelligence agencies, as you mentioned. And it's also really significant because we know Attorney General Barr has, for the most part, really been echoing the White House when it comes to this claim that there was something nefarious going on or potentially nefarious going on that started this Russia investigation. The president calls it a witch hunt. He has said that he was spied upon. And Attorney General Barr himself used that word, spying, when talking to congressional investigators about it and saying that there's a need to get to the bottom of it. So I've talked to some national security experts, and the fear is, especially given the way Attorney General Barr, when the Mueller report came out, he sort of preempted the messaging on that, saying, again, essentially that there was no obstruction, and really classifying it in a way that folks on Robert Mueller's team didn't agree with, that the attorney general now may choose to pick and choose what he orders declassified to paint a picture that is favorable to the one that the claim that the White House is making.
Well, on Fox News this morning, the Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, an ally of the president, defended his move to investigate the investigators. Let's listen.
I want to make sure we have some rules that you just can't open up a counterintelligence investigation on a presidential candidate without having a good reason.
Kimberly, what kind of position does this put the intelligence agencies in?
It can be a tough position. I mean, it is up to the intelligence agency to follow the rules and the orders as set out by the president, but it is also the role of the intelligence agency, people within that community, to protect confidential sources, to protect methods, and to really protect the integrity of not just this investigation, but other investigations that could be ongoing. So it could be a rock in a hard place if these officials find themselves acting in a way that they might believe is more politically motivated than an actual attempt to get to the bottom of an investigation to make sure that no rules were broken.
Kimberly Atkins, where are we on the war of words between President Trump and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi? Here's President Trump at the White House event yesterday.
Crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
That was after Pelosi accused Trump of storming out of their meeting on infrastructure earlier this week. Here's Pelosi.
I pray for the president of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
And then the president tweeted out a video making fun of how Pelosi speaks. It just makes me think, if someone in America did that to a coworker, they'd be fired. Why doesn't anybody in Trump's party stand up to him on this stuff?
Yeah, and let's be clear. The video that was tweeted out was altered. It was this sort of cut together to try to make it seem that she was having speech problems that she wasn't actually having. But yes, it's really it's remarkable in a way. In another way, it's not. We have seen this president give nicknames to his political adversaries. It's actually remarkable that Nancy Pelosi has gone this long without one, and he seems to be trying one out, although he seemed to indicate that he didn't love it, so maybe another one will be forthcoming. But this president also tends to hit back with the same accusation that he is being hit with. So with Nancy Pelosi suggesting that he was losing his temper, perhaps that someone needs to stage an intervention, it is not surprising that the president is making similar claims about Nancy Pelosi and her capacity with respect to these videos. I mean, anybody in Washington who has been to the Hill and has seen Nancy Pelosi in action, there does not seem to be any mental or other weakness that is notable, but that's where the president's going now.
Kimberly, we've been trying to find time all week to talk about Ben Carson and this confrontation he had on Capitol Hill earlier in the week. Here's an exchange with Democrat Katie Porter.
I'd also like you to get back to me, if you don't mind, to explain the disparity in REO rates. Do you know what an REO is?
An Oreo?
No, not an Oreo. An REO. REO.
Real estate?
What's the O stand for?
E-organization.
Owned. Real estate owned. That's what happens when a property goes to foreclosure. We call it an REO.
Okay, so that's an awkward situation for the housing secretary to be in. Carson later tweeted a picture of himself with Oreos offering to send some to Porter, but he was also in hot water, accused of not being truthful about the administration's plans to change Obama-era protections for homeless transgender people. Not a good week for Ben Carson.
It is not. I mean, he's been on the job for 2 years, more than 2 years now. So to not know basic terminology with respect to something as important as foreclosure rates was not a particularly good look for him. But also, yes, this transgender rule, he said that was not up for change. And we now know that it is. And it's a big issue. Democrats and LGBTQ advocates are really speaking up about this, mm-hmm. saying that this rule could do things like prevent transgender individuals from being housed in federally funded homeless shelters, and it can put them in danger. Mm-hmm. Remember that transgender individuals are already more likely to be homeless. They're more likely to face assault and other crimes. So it's a big issue.
That's Kimberly Atkins, senior Washington correspondent at WBUR. Kimberly, thank you.
Thank you.
And let's bring in Paul Steinhauser, who covers 2020 politics in New Hampshire, the first in the nation primary state. He's in Concord. Paul, let's talk about some of the 2020 news of the week. How closely are New Hampshire voters paying attention at this point to the race for president?
Well, very closely, actually, more than you'd be surprised. Hmm. You know, this is the first in the nation primary state, so voters here are pretty they're pretty clued into what's going on, and you've really seen a lot of activity over the last 6 months since late last year, and especially at the start of this year. So, yeah, the candidates are here. They're making the rounds. They're coming on repeated trips, and the voters are definitely plugged into all the things that are happening. You guys were just talking about, you know, all the activity in Washington. Remember, a bunch of the 24 contenders for the Democratic nomination are members of Congress.
Right. So they've got to be back there for some of these things, I guess.
Yeah. But Sanders, Harris, Warren, Klobuchar, Booker, and Gillibrand all in the U.S. Senate. And also all of them or most of them weighing in on these calls for impeachment. Some of them extremely supportive of the beginning impeachment proceedings. Mm. Some, like the two at the top, former Vice President Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, the senator from Vermont, both kind of not advocating for impeachment hearings to begin right now. But Sanders may be changing his mind, saying just 2 days ago that it may now be time for those hearings to begin.
How about Pete Buttigieg, who made headlines yesterday for saying at a Washington Post event that the president faked a medical deferment to get out of going to Vietnam? Here's that.
I have a pretty dim view of his decision to use his privileged status to fake a disability in order to avoid serving in Vietnam.
You believe he faked a disability?
Do you believe he has a disability?
Yeah.
Yeah. At least not that one.
Buttigieg, of course, is a vet. He has served. How's he doing, resonating there in New Hampshire?
Resonating quite well. He had some large crowds the last time he was here. He's coming back just in a few hours, actually, for another visit. Interesting there. And that was the lead. Besides writing for the local newspapers here in New Hampshire, I also write nationally for Fox News. And that was my lead on for Buttigieg yesterday. This storyline has come up in the past about Donald Trump then getting 4 college deferments and then a medical deferment and whether he really truly had bone spurs in his heels. This has been a story for quite some time. But for Buttigieg to weigh in on it, it was interesting because, of course, he's only one of a very few number of veterans who were running for the White House. That's why it made a lot of waves.
You know, I was in Kentucky this week and talking to some voters there, and many of them were very interested in Joe Biden on the Democratic side. And I wondered how much of that is just because at this point in the race, many voters aren't paying that much attention to what's going on. And they know Joe Biden. That's just a name that they know. And they know what he's about. They know he has experience.
It's a good point. Listen, we still have a little over 8 months to go until the voting begins in Iowa, then New Hampshire and the other early voting states. So at this point in a cycle, in an election cycle, name recognition matters a lot still. Even though this race has been going on for a while, name recognition matters a lot because not everybody is plugged in yet. Joe Biden has tons of name recognition. Here's another reason, though, why he is the clear front runner in all the polls nationally and in the all-important early voting states. It's because of electability. Right now, most Democratic voters perceive that he's the best chance to beat Donald Trump, and they desperately want to do that. Mm-hmm. That's the top item for them. That's why Biden's on top right now. He's running a general election type campaign in the primaries, but the debates start next month, and then he's going to have to deal with his competitors.
The debates start next month.
We will
month.
Be watching.
Paul Steinhauser, New Hampshire-based national political reporter. Thanks so much.
Thank you.